CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The book is The Other Special Relationship, the United States and Australia at the Start of the 21st Century, edited by Jeff McCausland, Doug Stewart, William Toe, and Michael Wesley, published in 2007. It is more than 5 years ago. Beg pardon, Colonel. It is 14 years later, and anticipating AUKUS seems a stretch, but you're crystal ball. Fine. All right. AUKUS is in place. A triple alliance between the United Kingdom, surprise, the Royal Navy's back, Australia, which is an Anglophile extension of United Kingdom, just as the United States is in other parts of the globe, and the United States. Ostensibly, it's about a nuclear-powered submarines. The gap between right now and when Australia has its own nuclear-powered submarines in the Indo-Pacific region will be filled by UK and US submarines. The idea is containment. So simply, Jeff, does it work? Does containment work? Because you fought the Cold War. Did it work?
Well, it worked, John, but it certainly worked in retrospect, looking back on it, because containment was designed to do what? To stop the expansion of the Soviet Union and its Warsaw Pact allies to take and control more and more territory throughout the world. And we were able to contain that spread. And then over time, as was written by a very famous U.S. diplomat, watched the Soviet Union collapse within its own contradictions, which in fact very, very likely occurred. In this case, it's quite different, though, because we attempted to contain the Soviet Union militarily and politically. You could argue we're trying to do the same thing with the People's Republic of China, number one. But secondly, we were trying to contain it as well, the Soviets, economically. And there were an awful lot of economic restrictions. The interchange between Europe, the United States, and the Soviets was tiny. I think it was like the GDP of Belgium or less. In this case, of course, we can't exactly contain China economically because of its enormous size and influence in the economic sphere. And secondly, the Chinese don't seem to be as motivated for territory as were the Soviets by ideology, it being part of the communist Leninist Marxist ideology. Their expansion is more in terms of influence in the region around their country. And secondarily, of course, particularly Taiwan being a key part of this particular equation. So containing the Chinese and that influence and containing the Chinese and threatening Taiwan.
Australia as a partner. Australia doesn't have a large population, but it's got a lot of land and it happens to be conveniently placed to deploy to the Indo-Pacific as well as to the seas around the archipelagos into the Southern Pacific, into the South China Sea. Is it a surprise to you that Australia has now joined with the United Kingdom and the United States, making itself, I believe the Chinese Communist Party has already threatened it first to die. Does it surprise you?
In a way, it doesn't, because if you look back historically, the Australians have been, in many ways, our most steadfast ally in military terms. The Australians obviously were with us in World War I. They were with us in World War II. They sent troops to Korea. Australia sent troops to Vietnam, which the British and our NATO allies did not do. The Australians were there with us in Iraq, and I served with the Australians in Iraq as well as in Afghanistan. So they have been with the United States every step of the way, and that's why our book is called The Other Special Relationship, the special relationship being our relationship with the British. That being said, I think diplomatically this was handled somewhat clumsily because it came out of the blue kind of as a surprise, apparently secret ongoing negotiations between the United States, Australia, and Great Britain, the result in this agreement, which also have aggregated our French allies, some would argue historically our longest ally back to our revolution, because, of course, the French were in the process of a major deal with the Australians to provide a dozen conventional submarines. And so this cancellation of this project for them costs the French economy at least $90 billion.
30 seconds, Jeff. The question is, will it work? And do you anticipate that the three will be joined by other geopolitical powers such as France? Is that imaginable? 30 seconds.
I think it is imaginable, and certainly this puts, if you will, meat on the bone of the pivot that Obama announced a number of years ago. But allies in the Pacific have been waiting to see what does that mean. Now, with this new alliance, coupled with the Quad, which involves us with the Indians, Japanese, and Koreans, are manifestations of that in a desire, though they never mentioned China, by the way, in the announcement, to deter the Chinese in future.
Jeff McCausland, CBS News. Colonel Jeff McCausland, the United States Army, retired. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.